President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, Steve Burness, joins us now to report on what we need to watch out for. Starting with, I don't know, there's so many scams and spams. Let's see, what do we begin with? How about the Stones tickets and the NASCAR tickets that are fake, Steve?
Every year, good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me on. Like every year, it's a problem during the summer's festivals and the NASCAR. You will get the fake ticket sellers online. We want consumers to be aware of them. Even though we're in an electronic age, there's scammers who say they have these electronic tickets and will send it to you. We issued many warnings over the years. The Attorney General issued a warning a few weeks ago. It happens every time. And we want consumers to know who they're dealing business with and make sure they deal with the venue itself, or most importantly, as a licensed ticket broker, Bob, and therefore this way you are protected. You go online, Craigslist, and find tickets for an event. It's like going down a dark alley and buying something out of a car. You wouldn't do that offline. Why would you do it online?
Right. There's a deadline coming up for the Publishers Clearinghouse sweepstakes. What are you trying to alert consumers to about this?
Well, Bob, Publishers Clearinghouse is a legitimate organization. Unfortunately, the scammers are taking advantage of the situation. There's a sweepstakes entry ending soon in the next few days, and therefore the scammers are starting to call people to remind them, we need you to register, and then they're asking for, confidential information, or they even say that they won big. We had a consumer recently to the scam tracker who said they won $3 million and a BMW, and that's all you had to do. That was to send us a check to pay taxes using a vanilla card for $750. Mm-hmm. So the tip-off to the rip-off, Bob, on those, if you win something, there's no charge. They don't need all this information, and especially if they ask you to pay something, that's something you should run away from and just deal with them directly.
Mm-hmm. I know this month the Better Business Bureau is alerting homeowners about various scams, and you've got some interesting tips. Talk about this.
Well, owning a home is a big purchase item. As you know, it's a significant investment for consumers. And with home repair comes the home problems and the problems that you buy. When you buy a home, that you'll have for years on. And the necessary repairs or things that happen to your home as well. So the BBB launched Your Home HQ website, which gives you, resources for all aspects of your home and avoiding common scams. Home improvement scams always top the list of scams at the BBB, and but it talks more about that, all about like burglar alarms and things of that nature, all the things, the pitfalls of owning a home. Sometimes, as you know, Bob, they turn into money pits, so we want you to be protected from the bad businesses and the scammers.
Tell us about these scammers who put cameras in people's yards.
It was according to Kim Commando on their website. They're basically saying that, people are putting cameras in the bushes of individuals, is watch the comings and goings of them throughout the day and see what their schedule's like. And sometimes they're allegedly aimed at the garage door opener, the outside ones where you have to put the code in to get access to your house. So just be very vigilant, around your house and your bushes and things of that nature. And just, always there's always a scammer trying to take advantage of the situation in some way. So you got to go to our website at bbb.org. It has a list of all the scams, but also how to protect yourself on these scams, and to report a scam on our scam tracker so it can help us preventing from somebody else in your family.
There's also an interesting suggestion about how to keep your key fob safe. Tell us, are people actually doing this where they're wrapping it in aluminum foil?
Some people are, and there's other mechanisms where you can put your key fob in it so that the information is not shared. So they say that the scammers, the crooks, have a way of copying these key codes if they're near you. So some people are putting them in aluminum foil to protect the code from being, given out. Or they're actually buying some type of item, aftermarket item, where you put your key fob in so it doesn't emit those information so somebody nearby can't pick it up. So it's just it's a world we're living in today, Bob. It's electronic, and there's always somebody taking advantage of every situation. We see it time and time again, and there's a scam for everything, Bob, and it happens all the time.
And for anyone looking for a summer camp for their kids, what do they need to know?
Well, everybody waits to the last minute, so there's still people looking for summer camps or things to do for their children. Just make sure that they have some legitimacy to those camps. We ask you to check for accreditation with the American Camp Association, which is also the ACA. which must meet and maintain national standards and CAM standards as well. I think a lot of parents just don't, they see it online and all the good ones are booked up, so they just grab anything they possibly can. So you still got to look at their safety standards, you know, ask for references and make sure that you know all the fees and information about this camp before signing up your child.
More at the Better Business Bureau website, bbb.org. Steve Burness, thank you, sir. Talk to you again next week.
Have a great day, Bob.
You too.